Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back with Vershawn Jackson on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Whose bad kids is these in here? Nick, you was a bad little kid, wasn't you? Yeah, you were. You're a bad kid now. What are you talking about? Man, what are we doing here? Okay, it's the captain, the ticket, 93.7. Cluster, you still there?
Yes, sir.
So we're talking with Cluster Johnson. Keegan Johnson was on earlier. Kay Johnson had something going on. CJ Johnson is doing what CJ Johnson is doing. And we were talking a little bit about back in the day when you said that I said something to that was mind-changing. For CJ at the time, said it to you. You told CJ that. But, again, I go back to there was a time I wanted to quit at Nebraska, and I had went to you, and I was just like, man, dude, I'm ready to get up out of here. And I remember you talking me off the ledge, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Well, yeah, man. So here's the crazy thing. Well, this is what people don't understand. Vershawn was a great athlete coming out of Omaha South. Along with people like Tony Veland and Damon Clinton, it was a bunch of us who were really, really the top of the top in high school. And then you get to Nebraska. I don't care how great you are, coming from all across the country, they recruit the best of the best. All these Big Ten schools, SEC schools, there are so many kids around the country that are really, really good. But when you get there, it's a mental game. It becomes very mental. Everybody has the physical ability to play that they recruit. But then it becomes mental. Like, who wants it more? Who wants to become better? And it happened to me. You know, I was Nebraska Athlete of the Year in 1991. Came down to Nebraska, had all these expectations. And sometimes it can get to you. It can get to the point where you don't feel like you're worthy. You don't feel like you're good enough. I mean, you're looking at these well-seasoned guys who've been there 2, 3, 4 years in front of you, and you're just like, man, will I ever be able to climb that mountain? So I had a guy talk to me. I'm going to tell you what, the guy who spoke that into me was Ernie Beeler. Mm. I mean, just Ernie Beeler out of the blue was like, man, you are really good. I see it in you. Like, to have a peer say that to you does a lot for you. To have a guy I wasn't really super close to who came to me, sat down with me like, man, you can play here. I'm telling you. You just start focusing in. You know, he just gave me, kind of laid out some things that he thought I should do. Man, for me. And I said, man, if I ever get an opportunity to do that to somebody who's younger than me, because that's what it takes, man. It takes somebody to reassure to you that, listen, they recruited you for a reason. Now it's up to you to do all the things that you need to do to become who they think you are.
Mm. Well put. And I had another question locked and loaded, but it just jumped out my brain right quick. So,
well, we're getting old, man. That's what happens.
Dang, man. Cluster. I didn't think we would get old, man, but it's really happening.
Yes, it's happening.
It's really happening, man. It's hard to even fathom it.
Listen, I'm staring 50 right in the face. I'm staring it in the face.
20 years from now, little Cobra Kai going to be 24. You're going to be 70, man.
Listen, you don't have to say it like that, man. Listen, Kai is keeping me young, man. He's forcing me to go to the gym, run, try to eat healthy, just so I can be able to keep up with him a little bit, you know?
Cluster, who were the quarterbacks in the room when you got there in 91? Or was it 92 when you got there?
Man, think about this. Mickey Joseph.
Mickey was Mike still in the room?
Yes, I got a picture.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Mickey Joseph, Mike Grant, Brooke Behringer, Tony Dillon, Tom Haas. God, man, who else? And then there's a few guys that, like Ty Gregnano, like he left. I'm trying to think who else. It was like three more other guys, and I have them all on a picture. Like when I see them, I can tell you their name. But there's what – oh, I forgot Keith McCann. I can't forget about Keith.
Keith McCann, yes. Wow.
I mean, he ended up starting.
Wow. You know?
So the older guys, it was Mickey Joseph, Mike Grant, Keith McCann, Tom Haas. You know, those were the older guys. You know, the guys that we all kind of – they were leading the way at the time. And then myself, Tony Veland, and Brooke Behringer all came in together.
Really?
As quarterbacks. Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that three high-ranking quarterbacks actually went to the University of Nebraska at the same time?
Oh, man, we all came. And listen, here's the cool thing. We all stayed, and we all found a place to play because that's how competitive we were. Like, I wasn't leaving under no circumstances at that time. There was nowhere to go. I had to make it work there. I couldn't. First of all, I couldn't leave the state of Nebraska because back in that time, it's like you left. So, I mean, I would have never been able to live that one down. So I knew without a shadow of a doubt, I had to make it work. I was going to play. I just had to get my mind right. So that's what happened.
Nice. CJ, I'm always at awe at having three young men who I look at them dudes. I'm serious. I'm at awe at them because, you know, I just watched their whole career and I watched what you did. And people really don't know how important it is to have a father figure like yourself to look over those boys and to give them something to look forward to and to look at. And you are what most kids definitely need in their life. So I just want to tell you, man, you did a great job. Job well done.
Well, let me add, because I can't take all the credit, okay?
I ain't giving you all the credit.
I do believe in it takes a village. And my children had a lot of love that really helped them. So their mother, Andrea, she was a really, really good mother. Very involved. You know, she goes to every game. She sees everything they do. She talks to them. There's nothing like a mother, because boys are always going to love their mother. I don't care what you say. They love to sit up under her like, you know, like little kittens, because, you know, a mother is softer. She's going to be more understanding of your woes, where the dad is like toughing up. So we had a really good balance. And then there was other people who played a huge part in their lives. And you named some of them. I mean, people like Keith and, you know, Dwayne and Phil, yourself, just a lot of people who were just in the mix around, people that I hung out with. They got to see him. There are other guys out there, Max Callens. There are people. I could just name a whole group of people who just played a huge part in making sure boys had a lot of love. And that's really what it comes down to for these kids, man. You can be tough on them, but they can also know that you love them and you want to see them do the right things and move in the right direction and make something out of themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And following their dad's footsteps of being somebody. 94-95 Grill.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Never forget that. I'm just saying, see? They will never forget that, man. That was a good time, 94-95 Grill. And I don't know if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Cluster used to have a restaurant and kind of bar and grill type deal, and it was a really, really good time having that. You ought to think about doing something else like that.
Well,
give us old guys somewhere to go, man.
Restaurant, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Restaurants and bars are really tough. You know, right now it's about trying to not lose your money in the stock market. I've noticed as I've got a little older, I've got a lot more conservative. So I'm really watching policies and just trying to see what works best, so I can not only help people but try to maintain something also.
Cluster, do you pay attention to Nebraska football? I mean, have you paid attention to some of the moves?
Now. Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. So what do you think about the moves we made on defense? Like, who's going of the moves we made, which guy you feel like is going to give the biggest upside, going to give us the biggest boost and credibility?
I'm looking forward to see the new pass rusher,
O'Shawn Mathis.
I think that that's obviously been missing on defense, is the ability to get to the quarterback. You know, back in the day, man, what really made those DBs look good is, I mean, if you can get pressure on quarterbacks, then you don't have to cover very long. And if you got good, fast linebackers that can contain the middle, can contain the run, and also the short game, you know, short tacklers is a huge deal, too. Being physical, you know, obviously that was our mantra, is we're going to be the most physical team on the field. So – I would like to see that. And, you know, another thing is when you put a lot of parts together, the only thing that scares me is when you put a lot of new parts together and you haven't gone through the fire, how are you going to respond? How are you going to respond during tough times? One thing about us is we went through tough times. So there's times when we lost, you know, we lost during times where we didn't think we should have, but then we got much better because we didn't lose much. My last 3 years, we only lost one game. That's because our mentality had changed. It was just different. But we built that. You know, that was built. That was like a 5-year culmination of blood, sweat, and tears. And I knew when I looked next to my brother, And I knew when I looked over on the other side of the line, I knew what kind of people they were. Because we've been through it. We have been through it on the field and off the field.
Both ways.
We've been through it together. So when we went to go fight on that field, I knew people had my back 100%, so I could just let loose.
Who, when you think of this year's Nebraska football team, like which player has to have a breakout season in order for us to be successful?
Well, obviously everything starts with the quarterback. If you got a quarterback that can make really good decisions, put your team in the right position, right place, see things before they happen, if you have that type. Because back in the day, I remember Major Harris. You remember Major Harris mm-hmm. played for West Virginia?
Yep.
Major Harris is the only person I can remember from West Virginia, and he did everything. That's how important the quarterback is. So quarterback got to take care of the ball. Quarterback got to call to get you in the right place. Quarterback got to also, in high leverage moments, when it's third and seven and you need a first down to extend the drive, he's just somehow, some way going to get it done. He's going to get it done for you, okay? It's called the it factor, Rashawn. We play with a lot of guys that had it, but they also had people around them that helped the process also. But if that quarterback has that it raises everybody's else level of play, I believe.
The
coaches, the coach has to instill confidence, and the coach got to be cool, calm, and collected during tough times also. Mm.
That it factor, I want to just touch on that. Again, Cluster, if you got to go, you let me know. But I got to throw it to break, but I want to touch on that it factor. What is that it factor? Can the it factor be, how is it taught, and what is it? The captain with Cluster Johnson, the ticket, 93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.